Why can't you change your thinking? Everybody else does. Do you know what everybody says? It's suicide. You've seen him. You know how strong he is. You can't win.
Because I'm a fighter. That's the way I'm made, Adrian. We can't change what we are.
Maybe I can't win. But the baby, he's gonna have to kill me.
And there are those of you in this room, you are great. You are phenomenal. And you're not walking in it. Because you don't know who you are and what you want.
If you're gonna do it, do it. Say what you can do. Do what you say. If you can't do it, don't say you can do it. Don't over-leverage yourself. Don't over-leverage a decision and then jump in and kind of dip a toe. I think I'll try it out. No, think if you're going to try it out beforehand, but when it's time to go, dive. Don't leave it and go, ooh, if I just would have, That keeps me up at night. I think it keeps a lot of us up at night. Finding out and looking in the mirror and going, I didn't half-ass it. I went all the way. I found out.
Then why didn't you quit? You knew I was trying to get rid of you, yet you stayed.
Yeah, I stayed. I stayed because every time you threw a brick at my head or said I smelled, it hurt. But it could never hurt more than it did every day of my life just being me. I stayed because I thought if anyone could change me, could make me not me, it was you.
Because you had the talent to become a good fighter. And instead of that, you became a leg breaker. Some cheap second-rate loan shark.
It's a living?
It's a waste of life.
You know, sometimes all you need is 20 seconds of insane courage. Just literally 20 seconds of just embarrassing bravery. And I promise you, something great will come of it.
You're born with a gift. If not that, then you get good at something along the way. And what you're good at, you don't take for granted. You don't betray it.
What if you do betray your gift?
Then you betray yourself.
And he'd lost his father earlier in the week. Literally 48 hours later, he was in the car.
Yeah, what was it like racing that year, having to show up again now where you don't have the person who believes in you and loves you intrinsically? What was that like?
I don't know. It was on the Tuesday of Baku. As soon as he passed away, I asked myself, what would he want me to do? And I had no doubts. I mean, there was only one answer. Yeah.
This was a kid who just lost his father, and he was a kid at the time. He's a teenager. To have that kind of mental strength, I'd never seen anything like it. He then went out, fell to last place, fought his way through, and won the race.
And Charles Leclerc takes the lead. He's passed absolutely everyone to get himself back to the front.
Yes! Yes!
Wayne Gretzky said in a brilliant way, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
One often meets his destiny on the road he takes to avoid it.
Your mind is like this water, my friend. When it is agitated, it becomes difficult to see. But if you allow it to settle, the answer becomes clear.
You just gotta quit tripping while you're in the process. Because the process is necessary. You may not see it now, but when he gets you on the other side of it, you're gonna see exactly why it went that way. And you're gonna be okay with it. But quit tripping during the process.
The Mamba mentality. What is that?
It's a lifestyle, really, and an understanding that every day you're trying to get better. At the end of every day, you look yourself in the mirror and you ask yourself, did I get better today? If the answer is yes, and you do that for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, how much better are you going to be? And that's basketball, that's whether it's football, that doesn't matter. Are you getting better every single day? That's the question, right? And it's just taking small steps. You don't try to get it all done in one day, in 1 week, in 1 year, right? It's the process of getting better every day and doing that for a period of years that then create the masterpiece.
What would you do if you just learned today that you only had 6 months to live?
What if you only had 6 months to live? What would you stop doing? What would you do more of? Who would you spend time with? Now, the answer to that question is very interesting, because what it tells you is what you really value, what is really important to you. And what we have found is that self-esteem, satisfaction, happiness in life comes from getting your goals and your activities congruent with your values, with your priorities, with what you consider to be really important.
Build belief, build confidence to the point where nothing can hurt you because you know exactly who you are. You've faced your demons. You were able to hear all your past traumas. I'm no longer embarrassed. I'm no longer ashamed. Being ashamed is one of the biggest things that kill people nowadays in their minds, kill them from moving forward. I'm ashamed of myself. Don't ever be ashamed of anything you've done in your life. Face it, fix it, and make it better.
The only way to succeed in life is you gotta show up. You can't stay home. You want to be a success, you have to show up.
Maybe someone's don't like me, but because I'm too good.
hey, look at this dude right here. This the one who talk about all the things he gonna do, but don't do it. That is him. This the one who always telling everybody that he's gonna do this by the end of the year, but never completes it. This is the capper. You tired of that label? Do something about it. Be safe though.
It could be you. It could be you if you just get the f*** up, see what you want to do, tunnel vision. Mm-hmm. F*** the parties, f*** the distractions, f*** all that. Because when you get, bro, I'm telling you, bro, once you get your hands on where you want to be at, you're going to feel it. And once you get to be able to take off, and once you feel some traction, you got to just keep going. You feel what I'm saying? All that shit going to come after, bro.
But I think what you were bringing up with Joey is a real good point, that a lot of people say, oh, I just want to sort of, they're kind of dabbling in the idea of improving themselves. And the real way to do it is you got to write down what the fuck you want and then go after it. Because otherwise you live in sort of a wishy-washy world. You know, if you decide, I'm going to get down to bang, I'm going to do this, I'm going to run a marathon in less than 5 hours, I'm going to, you know, whatever the fuck it is, you got to write that shit down and go for it.
Being a winner is a curse. It doesn't matter how much you've won before. You're not a winner until you win again.
Let's go.
And again. And again. Nothing is enough. No one understands. And you never want it to stop.
The process of discomfort is inevitable. You have to go through it. Most people have that initial feeling, that initial lack of self-belief, because they don't understand that they have to be humbled first in every aspect in order to grow. So you go to the gym, you feel like shit, that's a good thing. It just shows you that you need to improve. Most people go to the gym, feel like shit, never go back. Put on an oversized t-shirt. Problem covered. No, it's not the problem. It's not covered. You need to go through that parallel problem solving. You solve it, and then you get the reward.
A lot of people are afraid to even try hard, because then if you try hard and you fail, you feel like a failure. But the aspect of being a failure doesn't come from the success in the end. It comes from if you really quit on yourself, or if you don't put in the effort you know you can put in, and you're kind of holding back on your true potential. That's when I think you really deep down feel like a failure.
I sat there for a while and I was like, man, no one's going to come to help me. No one's going to come to help me. It's me against me, period.
I'm a go-getter. I'm a winner, and I'm going to always find a way to come out on top. No matter what position you put me in. Just like, all I do is kick ass and say, line them up. Put the next one in front of me.
You have to have the ability, when it comes to discipline, it's like you have to sacrifice loved ones for a long period of time if you want to be great. It is very unfortunate, and you feel it at times. You know the saying, if it's too hot, get the hell out of the kitchen. Sometimes you just gotta get out of the kitchen because it gets hot. But you have to have a discipline to sometimes you have to sacrifice loved ones in order to be great, because they don't understand. And that's okay. They don't understand what it means to, like, I am getting up every single day at 5 or 6 a.m. And when I get home after everyone leaves the gym, I'm gonna take a nap. So now you're sacrificing your loved ones because you're not spending time with them. And when I wake up, I'm probably going to train again. And then I'm going to have dinner. And then I'm going to bed. And I'm going to do that every single day.
for a long period of time.
Self-talk and visualization are two keys to my success. I believed I was indestructible because I took myself in that chair, crapping up my back, peeing blood down my leg, shin splints, stress fractures. I use all that for motivation versus negativity. I use it for motivation. I said to myself, who on this earth would still be going right now? You are.
The world is there for the taking for anyone who can learn from their mistakes, do what they say they were going to do, and stick with it, even if it's not sexy. What used to make a man acceptable now makes you extraordinary. The bar for winning has never been so low.
One thing I've learned about myself is that I can't be held down. I'm not held down very easily. I just can't be held down, man. I deal with adversity very well, man. I always find a way to get my shit together and dig myself out of situations.
For me, anger was good. Anger was good because it was motivating. The more I could create an enemy, the more I wanted to go out and kill those guys.
There are winners, and there are losers, and there are people who have not discovered how to win. All they need is some insight or a different strategy, a plan of action to make some adjustments that will open up the key to a whole new future for them, that will give them access to the unlimited power that they have within themselves. That's all that they need. So what I want you to do is think about something you want for you, that's real for you, that's important for you, that will give your life some special meaning and power. I don't want you to assume that. See, 5 years ago when I started out in this area, I would not have been able to make the mental leap that I would be up to where I am right now. I don't want you to begin to just psych yourself out. No, no. I want you to be able to say something to yourself that will enable you to maintain a level of integrity with yourself. That when you say this, even when you face tremendous setbacks, it will be a benchmark to keep you in the game, to keep you moving forward and experimenting and readjusting your strategy and your plan of action, continuously looking for ways to win.
When will I know I'm ready?
You won't. That's all it is, Miles. A leap of faith.
So now you gotta ask yourself, are you here to prove something to other people? Or prove something to yourself?
Until you win, effort always goes unnoticed. Yeah. Get used to it. No one roots for you until everyone roots for you. That's just how it works.
What? You set me up to fail? Why?
If you only do what you can do, you will never be more than you are now.
The only insults that hurt are the ones we believe. Next time someone insults you, remember, they're going to die. Everyone will forget about them. And if no one will remember them, then you might as well forget about them now. They are irrelevant. Your dream, your actions, your outcomes. You cannot wish for a strong character and an easy life. Each is the price of the other. What if what you're going through isn't hard? What if you're just sensitive?
List all the things that you aren't willing to give up for the dreams that you have, and that is what the person who will beat you is willing to give up.
You know what your problem is? You're smart. Too smart. You overthink because your mind moves at a million miles a minute. You're sad because you're not fooled by the world like everyone else. You don't get along with most people because they just don't look at things the way you do. You think you're dumb because you're smart enough to know you don't know everything. Your problem is you're too smart, and happiness in intelligent people is one of the rarest things I know.
People want to find their passion, but you don't find it, you create it. And you create it by getting good at something. And to get good at stuff, you start by doing something you suck at. Then you get good. Then you like it. Then people ask how you found your passion. Answer: by starting when you sucked and not giving up.
Have you ever thought that I want more from life than a nice apartment and a job serving tea?
There's nothing wrong with a life of peace and prosperity. I suggest you think about what it is that you want from your life and why.
I want my destiny.
What that means is up to you.
Here's a Bible verse I think about sometimes. Many times. It goes, "Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and who will go for us?" And I said, "Here am I. Send me."
When I had my accident, I found out at that moment, nothing in life is promised except death. If you have the opportunity to play this game of life, you need to appreciate every moment. A lot of people don't appreciate their moment until it's passed.
If you can be in a bad mood for no reason, you might as well be in a good mood for no reason. If it's not going to change your life, it shouldn't change your mood. If the cost is peace of mind, don't buy it.
Don't ever pass up an opportunity to be of encouragement to other people. Don't ever pass up an opportunity to inspire someone. Don't ever pass up an opportunity to empower someone. Don't ever pass up an opportunity to show someone love. Because the thing about it, my wound, like you can see this. You can see my arm. My wound is visible. But it's a lot of people in this room that are wounded, and you can't see it. And it's internal.
Hard work actually works, and with virtually everything. It might not make you the best at whatever it is you're pursuing, but it will certainly make you better than you are.
I've found greater fulfillment in the journey of pursuing my goals than in the moment of achieving them.
Tell you the truth, I don't know if it's special. Only you're going to know that in the time of Christ. And it ain't going to come overnight. You're going to take a beat, you're going to take this, you're going to get knocked out, you're going to get up, and you're going to see if you got the right thing. But you got to work hard. I swear to God, if you're not going to do it, I'm out.
Fuck, every punch I ever thrown has been on my own. Nobody showed me how to do this. I'm ready.
Well, it's to be unyielding. You know,
never give an inch to anybody.
You know, like you're always going after it. Always going after it. Always going after it. And if there's a challenge that ensues, oh, good. I want to see how I stack up to that. So you go after it. You go after it. And it's just, it's fun. It's like you get a chance to compete against opponents, and you get a chance to see where you stack up against them. It's like, I want to see. Maybe I'm not good enough today. If that's fine. I'll be good enough the next time I see you, though. You know, and you get a chance to always measure yourself. So I guess that's where relentlessness comes from.
I wanted to read you a quote from 2013 that you said, "I've lost my mind on this game, like Vincent van Gogh dedicated his life to his art, and he lost his mind in the process. That's happened to me, but..."
When that gold belt is around my waist, when my mother has a big mansion, my girlfriend has a different car for every day of the week, my kids have everything they ever want,
then it will pay. Yeah. Then I'll be
then
happy.
I'm happy I lost my mind.
How'd you get good at this?
Honestly, I made a lot of mistakes.
That's the secret? Just f*** up?
There might be, you know, f*** up. I think as I started early, I got my skill set up really quick, and then started to feel like I was really the best, you know, like at all these really good places. I really was the best cook. And then I started at this really great place as a commie, and this other chef started the same day as me, and I thought we were competition, but really we weren't. Like, he was better than me, much better than me. He worked harder and faster. And it was the first time I realized that I wasn't the best. So I started looking at it like it was a good thing. Like, at least I knew who the best was now, and I could take that pressure off myself. And the only logical thing to do was to try and keep up with him. So I never left this guy's side.
And you got better.
Oh, mate, I got better than I ever thought I possibly could be just from trying to keep up with him.
Never say never. Because limits, like fears, are often just an illusion.
Because we know that it's not easy. But no pain, no gain. Not even coming from the Shaolin Temple. Worldwide known, that sentence. Everything that hurts you, find a way to overcome it. Everything that you feel is difficult for you, find a way to still do it.
There's a choice that, you know, we have to make as people, as individuals. If you want to be great at something, there's a choice that you have to make. We all can be masters at our craft, but you have to make a choice. What I mean by that is the inherent sacrifices that come along with that. I knew that I was not going to be stopped. You know, so at the age of 18, this was my life, right? So you can't possibly become better than me because you're not spending the time on it that I do. Even if you want to spend the time on it, you can't because you have other things. You have other responsibilities that are taking you away from it. So I already won.
So it's not the car, the house, the whatever. It is that internal goal, that internal why. And so for me, I just think that's it. Like that, like you, it's just, it's something within and you gotta pull it out. And so it's easy when you have a why, a purpose. I'm doing it for this, I'm doing it for that. It's easy to get up and get going. But if it's just for a car, what happens, Louis, when you get the car? Because you can buy it. What happens when you get the house and you can buy the house?
Because I think any person, any human realizes that if you want some kind of a good outcome, you're going to have to work hard for it. And if you don't work hard for something, you're not going to get an outcome that's really worth much. There's things that you can control. There's things you can't control. Now, I will tell you that human beings can control a lot more than they think they can. And oftentimes, it's pretty easy just to say, oh, that's not me. That's not on me. And I think that's the whole genesis of the idea of extreme ownership, is most of the time, or much of the time, people say, that's not my fault, there's nothing I can do about that, and more often than people think, there is something you can do about it, and it is your fault.
It's normal to not know what you're doing. If you did, it wouldn't be called growth. High five your fear, uncertainty, and doubt, and carry on. Do you get tired, stressed, sad, hungry, frustrated, unfocused? Do you feel misunderstood? Great. You're human. You don't need medication.
It is hard. It's hard when you're young to wake up in the off season at 6 a.m. to go train and work out, knowing that all your friends are sleeping in and eating pancakes. It's hard when you're on your way to practice, weighed down with all your gear, and it's 90 degrees out and all the other kids are at the pool or at the beach, and your body is already completely exhausted from workouts and two-a-days. It's hard to throw, catch, block, and tackle, and hit kids when they're way bigger and way more developed than you, only to go home that night bruised and battered and strained, but knowing you have to show up again the next day for just the chance to try again. But understand this, life is hard.
You're not good enough. If you quit, you're going to quit everything hard in your life. And that's a big problem for you.
People delay doing things they don't like for longer than it takes to do them.
Yeah, we need to be reminded more than we need to be taught.
Bad things don't come in threes. Bad things happen, people don't know how to cope, and they allow one bad thing to snowball into more. Bad stuff sucks. The only thing worse is letting one bad thing ruin many good things.
So when I was growing up for like 3 years, so from the time I was 8 to the time I was like 12, we lived in a $7 a month place. And what I call it is I'm always paying rent in that $7 a month home. Every day of my life, I go back and revisit that place because that place made me this garanimal. That place made me this hard man. And then from that place, so that place is hard work. That place is going back to the fundamentals of life. The fundamentals of what made David Goggins David Goggins. Going back in there, going back to the library of David Goggins, studying even more than what I know, taking that out, going back to where I'm at now, and then moving forward.
Difficult things make regular life less difficult, because regular life can be confusing, and little things that go wrong and little problems that arise are exacerbated by the fact that you're not accustomed to dealing with hardship.
But it was still a kid with a dream and a belief in himself, and for many times I was laughed at and not believed in. But you know what? Nothing external can defeat the internal. The only thing that can take someone down or break you down is internal. Nothing external is strong enough. It's just about making sure your internal dialogue and your internal belief in yourself is strong enough that it can withstand the external. The external is there. You've got to accept it. You've got to embrace it. You've got to understand it and be aware of it. But don't let it seep into your internal dialogue.
I think the more, at least for me, the more I've tried to create space between how I feel and what I do, the more consistent my outcomes have been.
Embrace the process. You say, Dwayne, what process? Life. Life. Embrace the journey and the process of life. You only get stronger hiking by going uphill. Nobody gets stronger hiking by just going downhill.
Because you're probably in the bed right now. You're probably an underachiever. You're probably somebody who doesn't want to do anything with your life.
People should stop complaining.
Right.
People should figure out who the fuck they are.
Good call.
People should not listen to America propaganda of fixing the shit they suck at. They should be tripling down at what they're good at. They should be competent in certain areas, but you're not going to become Beyonce, or, you know, like, your bone structure is a certain way. Like, you're not gonna solve everything. Your IQ can get a little bit better, but don't worry about the incremental. Figure out what puts you on fire and you're halfway decent at. If you're lucky enough right now to be listening and you're good at what you like, become tunnel vision. Because there's way too many voices telling you what and how. The reason most people who are listening right now are not doing that thing is they're worried about the opinion of somebody. And the reality is, we have to get to a place where you're doing you, because the number one thing that scares the fuck out of me is regret.
The Lonely Chapter describes a time in which you're growing, you're changing as a person, and you're now so different that you can no longer resonate with your old set of friends, but you're not sufficiently developed that you've got the new set of friends that you're going to grow into. And this is the Lonely Chapter. And the problem with it is that you're always, the desire to sort of regress back to where you were is always going to be there. And you're going to have, you're going to have uncertainty. Mm. There's not even the promise of glory or success or triumph when you get through the other side. What am I pushing toward? You know, I you're telling me that I'm not going to go out on this night out with my friends, which I've done for the last 5 years or 10 years in the town that I grew up in or went to university in or whatever. You're telling me that I'm not going to do that because I'm going to get up and I'm going to meditate or read. Who even knows if meditation works, right? Like, or you've got all of these questions in your mind and all of your friends and all of the dynamics and the temptations pull you back toward that. It pulls you back toward the old version of life.
Just lock on me for 6 months, please. I really want you to be great. You got me, I got you, we all we got. Let's see what happens.
It's so easy to quit, bro. That's what everyone's doing. And we're not trying to be like everybody else. Can't progress in life without progressing. Don't let it go over your head. You can't progress in the grand scheme of life if you don't progress in your everyday life. If you don't try to take a step to be better, your overall life won't be better.
If you put your head down and lock in on the vision, how could you not win? Only thing that's gonna cause you to lose is your mentality.
Why I hate being around negative people. Being an asshole is a weak person's idea of strength. Complaining is their connection. Never let yourself be held back by other people's fears. People criticize what they're afraid to do themselves because bold action reminds them of their own inaction. If you're afraid to be criticized, why do you care about the opinions of those who are too timid to do it themselves? If you are the criticizer, does tearing down someone who has the courage you lack make you better?
You have a whole life in front of you.
You have years to take part in this life and to do stuff, to accomplish stuff, and to enjoy stuff. I think about that. If I was 22 again, and if God said, hey, Tom, I'll make you 22 again, okay? Just do something different. Wow! Oh, my God. I'd be like a professional golfer this time, even though I can't. I'm lousy at golf. I stink at golf. I would do something that I think in my brain I could never do, which was bodybuilding at one time. I thought I could never do this. You know, it's too insurmountable, it's too crazy, but something in the back of my mind always said, do it, do it, do it, do it.
Then, hey, when you get out of bed, life's standing right there to kick you in the face, man. Could be anything. Could be you get up and you walk downstairs, you got a flat tire, and you're late for work, and you got this and that. Life is going to throw all kinds of crazy shit at you, right? And you have to be ready for it, and you got to deal with it. You can't curl up into a ball. You can't run away from it. You can't hide. You have to take all this shit head on.
So this lonely chapter is a period through which I think everybody needs to squeeze. Anybody that decides to go from a place they are to a place that they want to be is going to have to let go of people who can't go there with them. It's that if you know that there is something that you're meant to do, if you know that there's something that you're meant to change, you will have to let certain groups, friends, routines, places, activities, recreations that you do, you're going to have to let those go. And there is this, you know, the Rocky cutscene lasts for 90 seconds in the movie, but it can last for 5 years in your life. And you have no idea whether or not it's even going to work. And that's the bit that always got to me. The bit that always got to me was I didn't even know if it was there was going to be any glory on the other side. It's like, you think, well, I'm just stood here doing the thing, but I don't know if it's going to come out on the other side. And I can promise you, anybody that has done anything, moved from any place they were to any place that they want to be, has gone through this lonely chapter.
I think you just got to wake up one day and just say, so what? Like, who cares if you don't believe in me? I believe in myself. You don't put too much work to not have this amount of confidence. And if you don't believe in me, it doesn't change my success story. I'm still going to win. But I guess one thing I got to say is, let me know when that hate starts making you money.
You may be right that other people did certain things or you got dealt a bad hand. It also doesn't matter because the only thing that you can't control is obviously the actions that you take. And the only person who's in control of that is you.
Nobody is going to understand you, bro. And it's like, I really realized nobody ever believed in me. Like, you have to believe in yourself. If nobody else is gonna understand, then you have to make sure that you understand and that you believe in yourself, because that's where it starts.
Control freak is a word people with low standards use to describe people with high standards. You're not a control freak. You just want it done right the first time. You're not anxious. You care. Do not expect mediocre people to support world-class goals.
If you go visit the darkness that you've been running from, you'll have the opportunity to leave a better person. You'll have a better understanding of yourself. You have a better understanding of your purpose. But if you don't take that trip and the darkness comes visits you, it's a guest that will never leave.
You're playing against the Golden State Warriors. Score is 107-109. You guys are close to getting into the playoffs. You know exactly what happens in the game. You go up, you're about to take your shot, and then all of a sudden, boom. Yeah. Achilles happens.
Bryant again going to work, falls down. Again, he's struggling.
Right after you were injured, you went on Facebook and you posted a lengthy blog. Yeah. You know what this is?
Oh, yeah.
This is such BS. All the training and sacrifice just flew out the window with one step that I've done millions of times. The frustration is unbearable. The anger is rage. Why the hell did this happen? Makes no damn sense. Now I'm supposed to come back from this and be the same player or better at 35? How in the world am I supposed to do that? I have no clue. Do I have the consistent will to overcome this thing? Maybe I should break out the rocking chair and reminisce on the career that was. Maybe this is how my book ends.
Yeah.
Maybe Father Time has defeated me. Then again, maybe not. It's 3:30 a.m. My foot feels like dead weight. My head is spinning from the pain meds, and I'm wide awake. Forgive my venting, but what's the purpose of social media if I won't bring it to you real, no image? Feels good to vent, to let it out. To feel as if this is the worst thing ever. Because after all the venting, the real perspective sets in. There are far greater issues and challenges in the world than a torn Achilles. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Find the silver lining and get to work with the same belief, same drive, and same conviction as ever. One day, the beginning of a new career journey will commence. Today is not that day. If you see me in a fight with a bear, pray for the bear. I've always loved that quote. That's Mamba mentality. We don't quit. We don't cower. We don't run.
It's a hurting. But the Lakers down by two, and they want him and need him at the free throw line. Got it.
Yeah. How the hell do you tolerate that kind of pain?
I tell this example, and I think this is the best way to explain it. Your kids are upstairs. You know, wife is, you know, wherever she may be. You know, it's going down, right? I'm willing to bet that you're going to forget about your hamstring. You're going to sprint upstairs. You're going to grab your kids. You'll make sure your wife's good. You're getting out of that house, right? Hamstring be damned. You're not going to feel your hamstring. Right? This is another obstacle. This obstacle cannot define me. It's not going to cripple me. It's not going to be responsible for me stepping away for the game that I love. I'm going to step away on my own terms. And that's when the decision was made that, you know what? I'm doing it. I'm doing it.
Disgust. Disgust. Disgust is a negative emotion, but it can have a very positive, powerful effect. Disgust says, I've had it. What an important day that could be.
Most people will not understand your obsession, your drive, and your determination. Success is a lonely journey. That's just a reality. And most people are not going to understand why you're so driven, why you're so obsessed. And if you try and make them understand, you're going to end up frustrated. The best advice I can tell you is go on the journey by yourself.
If I'm going to be just as miserable being mediocre as I am doing this show,
I think Iverson said he had Kobe at two, right? Mm-hmm. Stephen A. challenged that. Mm-hmm. What makes Kobe special in player's mind, right? In a player's mind himself, right? We don't go by your stats. We don't go by the accolades. We go by how the person played, what was his attributes, right? Mm-hmm. So when you think about the greatest players of all time, 90, 80% of them have God gift of natural talent, ability, body. Facts. Right? So Jordan, 48-inch vertical, right? You got the big hands, right? Facts. You got LeBron, right? You have Shaquille O'Neal, right? And Magic, 6'9", point guard with vision. Kobe, standard. If I give you 6'6", and then took every 6'6" guard in the NBA and NBA history, you would never find him. You would see Jordan because there he is, right? You would never find Kobe because he didn't have big hands, right? He wasn't quick. He wasn't fast. 38-inch vertical, that's standard. Like, if you don't have a 30-inch vertical, you're not even a shooting guard in today's game, right? And what he did with that body, it's like you took... You took a S500 and he was pushing it like a Bugatti.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we look at. We look at the normal person fighting gods.
Yes.
That's going to amount to something. Then I might as well do the shit that's going to amount to something and be miserable there and at least have something to show for it.
This happens to everybody that's tried to do something, and you're going to get shit on, bro. You're going to get hated on. Nobody's gonna get what the f*** you're doing, but that's what makes it worth doing.
Don't be so worried about people who imitate your work. They only know the what, but not the why. If you stopped being creative, so would they. A photocopier isn't an artist, even if it can recreate the Mona Lisa.
You gotta shut off technology. Go here. So go to that dark place. I call it the dark room, where you're alone. No cell phones, no music, no TVs, no computers. You by yourself. Very few people want to be alone anymore. They want to be around noise and people, and they have to, you can't think. People go, I don't know what I want to do in my life because it's too loud. That dark space, you may need to spend years in that dark space, months, whatever it may be. Find your purpose.
You think somebody's going to knock on your door and say, hey, I have this opportunity for you? It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. You have to show up. Get up in the morning, do what you got to do, and show up, and you'll be a success.
I study the darkness. You find no f***ing answers in the light. None. It's too happy. It's too nice. And we're not, we don't need to be taught how to live in happiness. That just comes naturally to us.
Hey, man, look. I don't know if you realize this, but the life that you want to live, not just going to fall in your lap. I mean, something's going to start clicking in your head that doing the bare minimum not going to take you to the heights that you want to reach. I mean, you got all the potential in the world, but it don't mean nothing if you don't maximize it. So I need you to lock in and become who you're supposed to be. You say so.
Heroes and villains always have the same backstory, pain. The difference is what they choose to do about it. Villain says, the world hurt me, I'll hurt it back. The hero says, the world hurt me, I'm not going to let it hurt anybody else. Heroes use pain. Villains are used by it.
I'm not hungry to make my kids become world champion. But I don't know what my son going to choose. But if you say, I want to be like you, I want to be world champion, okay, this is your choice. If you want, I'm just going to help him, but I'm never going to push him to become professional. But he have no choice about one thing. He's a man and he's gonna train. He have to be strong. Zero complaint, and he's like, now he's like almost six and he train every day and there is no choice. He's gonna train. Because if you're man, you have to be strong.
You know, it's all psychological, to be honest. You've got to be able to control your breathing and control your emotions in there. Again, like I said, sometimes I've been up and down on it.
Sure,
sometimes I've riled up too much to it. And I'm only young, Tony, you know, I'm still learning the game.
Yeah.
And I don't claim to know it all. But what I do know, I know it damn well, you know, and I'm continuing to learn and continuing to push on. And that's where I'm at now, so.
Things are not what they are. Things are what we think they are. For instance, you're doing a hard workout, which gives you a signature feeling. You're laid on the floor, panting, heart rate at 180, sweating from everywhere with the taste of metal in your mouth. This is oddly enjoyable. But if this exact same sensation was to spontaneously occur in your car while sat in traffic, you'd call an ambulance for fear that you're having a heart attack. Framing is everything. Rory Sutherland says, sometimes you just want to stand in the corner and stare out of the window. The problem is, when you're not smoking and staring out of the window, you're an antisocial, friendless idiot. If you stand and stare out of the window with a cigarette, you're a f***ing philosopher. The power of reframing things cannot be overstated. It's significantly easier to find a way to reframe your experiences as enjoyable while you improve them, rather than waiting for them to be done before you give yourself license to be happy.
Really? Oh, so that's how you're gonna play it. You're gonna do this? Okay, fine. That's all I needed. That's all I needed for him to do that. And it became personal with me.
Welcome all experiences. You never know which one is gonna turn everything on. Don't put up the walls. The same wall that keeps out disappointment keeps out happiness. Take down the walls. Go for the experience. Let it teach you. And here's the last one. Resolve. Resolve says I will. Two of the most powerful words in the language. Benjamin Disraeli said, nothing can resist a human will that will stake its existence on its purpose. Shortly put, I'll do it or die.
My whole thing, Joe, is I'm so grateful. I'm so optimistic, man. I'm always looking for light in every situation. And I think that's the way I deal with things. I always believe there's going to be good at the end of the day. That's just how I am. And I'm just so grateful. Where most people will be so upset with themselves and all this type of stuff, I'm really not. I believe that my best years, my prime is even still ahead of me. So I'm not even tripping about it.
Do not be the court cynic. The ability to express wonder and amazement and seem like you mean it is a rare and dying talent, but one still greatly valued.
First thing is, you gotta be selfish as hell. You gotta be selfish. I don't give a fuck
is to sacrifice, but without great sacrifice and without great risk, there is no such thing as great reward. You have to have, and I don't like this word, but I'm gonna say it because it's true. You have to be a little maniacal with this shit. Maniac, right? That word isn't good in a lot of situations, but when you're pursuing your destiny, when you identify with your destiny, you have to be selfish, you have to be maniacal, you have to be uncompromising. And you have to move in a way when it comes to those three things, when you function completely in a way where it's an unwavering faith. Like, it don't matter how f***ed up that shit might look. It don't matter how much it feel like it ain't gonna work.
People say I'm conceited, I talk too much, but they must have pity on me. It's hard to be humble when you're as great as I am.
We have been fed this line of horse that you're supposed to seek comfort, and I don't think you are. I think you're supposed to seek lessons, and you're supposed to seek difficult tasks and accomplishments, and through those things, and through doing things that are hard to do, even if it's just a 90-minute hot yoga class. I do a 90-minute yoga class, man. Those last 20 minutes, I do not want to be there, man. And I definitely don't want to give 100%. And I can cheat. I can kind of half-ass it. But if I don't, and I get through it, when that time is up and the lady says namaste and everybody gets up, I'm like, man, I made it. You know, I lost 15 pounds. My yoga mat is drenched to the point where I could literally wring it out and fill a jug up with water. But through that struggle, I will now have a better day, and I better do it again tomorrow.
Why you need to go all in? The main reason you need to go all in is because you have nothing to lose, bro. When you think about it, guys, you're already broke, okay? And we know that you're not gonna save yourself rich, okay? And we know that if somebody else is all in and you only have half of your foot in to the water and you're not ready to jump, that guy's gonna beat you every single time.
If your job is to try to be the best basketball player you can be, mm-hmm. right? To do that, you have to practice, you have to train, right? You wanna train as much as you can, as often as you can. So if you get up at 10 in the morning, train at 11, right? 12, say 12, train at 12, train for 2 hours, 12 to 2. You have to let your body recover. So you eat, recover, whatever. You get back out, you train, start training again at 6. Train from 6 to 8, right? And now you go home, you shower, you eat dinner, you go to bed, you wake up, you do it again, right? Those are two sessions. Right? Now imagine you wake up at 3, you train at 4. You go 4 to 6, come home, breakfast, relax, so, blah, blah, blah. Now you're back at it again, 9 to 11. Right, you relax, and now all of a sudden you're back at it again, 2 to 4, and now you're back at it again, you know, 7 to 9. Look how much more training I have done by simply starting at 4. Right, and so now you do that, and as the years go on, the separation that you have with your competitors and your peers just grows larger and larger and larger and larger and larger. And by year 5 or 6, doesn't matter what kind of work they do in the summer, they're never going to catch up.
And I think that's good advice. Don't be a follower, be a student, right? Take advice, but not orders. Take information, but don't let somebody, you know, order your life. Make sure what you do is the product of your own conclusion. Make sure what you do is the product of your own conclusion. Not to do what someone else says. Take what someone else says, process it, think about it, ponder it. If it makes you wonder, if it makes you think, then it's valuable. Then when you go take action, make sure that the action is not what somebody told you to do. Make sure the action is the product of your own conclusion.
The biggest difference between people who win and people who lose is that winners expect to win. Winners are not surprised when they win. Like when I win, I don't like overly celebrate because I expected that to be the outcome. Amateurs, when they win, they're surprised, and then they over-celebrate. And like I said, when they over-celebrate, they become ineffective because they're taking their eye off the game for way too long, right? I won the week this week, and then they talk about that 1 week for the next 6 weeks. And the next 6 weeks, the guy who expected to win is still going just as hard. So it's an expectation. That's the difference between winners and losers that I think in terms of not so much their self-talk, but just their attitude.
You're gonna know
what it's going to be like to make it personal. Because I'm going to make it personal. Because it's always been personal to me.
You identify with this gift. We all got the gift. There's something that we've all been blessed with. At some point, if we listen to that little thing that speaks to us inside, some people call it instinct. Some people call it a vibe. Some people call it an energy. Whatever the fuck you call it. Some people call it a voice. Whatever that thing is, bro, if it sparks the thought that changes the whole trajectory to what your life can evolve into because you took a second to listen to that shit, you are identifying with your blessing. You are identifying with your gift. And at that point, you learn what the fuck it is and become one with it and walk in your purpose, bro.
The key is time is precious. Now let me give you Bill Bailey's description of time. Life is not just the passing of time. Life is not just the passing of time. Life is a collection of experiences, their frequency, and their intensity. Life is not just watching the clock tick away. Life is a collection of experiences, their intensity, their frequency. When my friend Mark died at age 44, someone says, "That's young to die." But what if he lived four lifetimes in one? It might not be too young. So here's what it, whatever the span of your life turns out to be, here's what you want to fill it up with: experiences and the intensity of those experiences.
And if you lose that, not only are you not going to be successful in life, you will also lose yourself, and you will be unhappy, you'll be alienated from who you are. And you can get away with that when you're young, because you're happy, you look good, you've got energy, things are going right. You get into your 30s, and you're like everybody else, and you don't know who you are, and you don't know what you like anymore, and you're just following the trends. You start to get depressed, and you start going down this rabbit hole, and things can turn really ugly. So you need a bit of courage in life. You need to go, okay, I am weird. I am strange. You know, lean into it. So when I had the 48 Laws of Power, when I first wrote the book, without it being published yet, it was a very strange looking book, and it reflects my own strangeness. Things on the margins, stories, everything broken up, images, quotes here and there.
And what a time now for us to take this dream and not let it die. Take this dream and give it life. Take this dream and breathe into it your own personal spirit until finally it becomes a flame that burns around the whole world. Let's go do it now.
Well, Max, I think the greatest fear that we face is ourselves. Actually, you know, I think it's not anything that's external or anything that's superficial. I think the greatest fear you face is yourself, because, you know, we all have dreams, and it's very scary sometimes to accept the dream that you have. And it's scarier still to say, okay, I want that. It's scary because you're afraid that if you put your heart and soul into it and you fail, then how are you going to feel about yourself? Right. So being fearless means putting yourself out there and going for it. No matter what, go for it. Not for anybody else, but for yourself.
Then here's a philosophy that really changed for me everything. Be so busy giving other people recognition, you really don't need it for yourself. I learned to recognize people for small steps of progress. Every little thing I can think of. Figure out rewards for small steps.
And what works is, if you dedicate your time and your focus, like realistically, with a professional, disciplined effort to creativity, show up every day like a professional, but you show up to be creative. If you just do it on a regular basis, ideas will come to you. Where are these ideas coming from? Well, His concept was to think of it as you're a professional and you're getting these ideas from the muse. And this is what you do. You show up and you do the work, you focus on it, and these ideas will come to you.
And that little voice comes completely drowned out. And so you don't know who you are anymore. And you're afraid, particularly young people today. I mean, maybe it's always been that way. They're so afraid of being different. They're so afraid of being odd. But look at all the powerful people in this world. Look at your Elon Musks. Look at your celebrities in entertainment, in business, in politics. They're one of a kind. They have like, I hate that word, but it's like a brand. They're different. They stand out for something that's truly different. You know, even Albert Einstein, there's nobody else like Einstein. There's nobody like Da Vinci. Okay? That's where your power lies. And you'll go, oh, but Robert, those are people that were brilliant, that were talented. I'm not like that. I don't have that. Well, bullshit. You do have that. It's just you're forgetting about it. You don't want to put the effort into it.
And there's no one more narcissistic than someone who's smart. And if you are smart, that's a real temptation. It's a real temptation. It can make you bitter as hell. The most bitter people are the smart people who aren't successful, because they feel that their shining light wasn't given due course and that the world should fall at their feet, and didn't. The way the world works, you don't get a gift without a corresponding temptation. And intellect is certainly, it has the same characteristic. You can go very spectacularly wrong if you're smart. And it's pride that does that.
When you set a dream and you say, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And you make a plan, and then plans are good. But if you come to a certain point where there's a tree across the road or the bridge is out, you can't say, well, there goes my dream. You've got to be flexible. Well, what am I going to do? What adjustments am I going to make to be able to still get to where I'm going, to be what I want to be? You need some flexibility. You need discipline. You need personal discipline. There's times when you don't feel like doing what needs to be done to get this. But you got to say, feelings has nothing to do with it. This is my dream. This is what I'm going to do.
Lots of people associate working hard with not making progress. Therefore, working feels like wasting.
So the idea that working hard doesn't make progress is one of the biggest farces that exists in humanity, right? And so if there is anything that's eternal for us, at least as individuals, it's going to be who we become in the process. And so one of my favorite quotes is, the work works on you more than you work on it. And so if you want to be the best in the world at something, you do the work to become the best in the world, and the work works on you. And so, I mean, there's a biblical proverb, I think it says, like, there is profit in all labor. And that means that even if the thing that you're working on right now doesn't amount to the outcome that you expected that it would, it doesn't mean that you don't become better through doing it. And so
the whole point of the human race and the human mind in itself is evolution, whether it's evolution spiritually, physically, period, evolution. The purpose from birth is creation. That's all humans do. Everything around you is created. You were created. That table over there created. This chair created. This mic created. That camera created. That hat created. The whole point of the human race in itself is creation. Before now, when there was at least, ideally, the belief of two human beings on Earth, everything after that was a creation in itself. The whole point is evolution and creation. If you're not evolving, you're doing something wrong. So anything that takes away the power of your mind is keeping you still and delaying your evolution. The whole point of life is evolution. Study your laws of the universe. The law of attraction, the law of abundance, the law of equivalent exchange. Study your laws, the laws of cause and effect, the karmic cycle. Study your laws. Dwell into your mind, meditate. Understand that you can alter your realms by your train of thought.